Haynes has a new interest now, a movie career, since Arthur Lorenz, the movie director, moved in next door. He's in town studying typical suburban life for a picture he's to produce, and there's going to be a contest to pick a girl from the town to play in the picture. Jane already has her movie name picked out. Jane, Jane, a la Simone, Simone. But Mr. Lorenz seems to be more interested in the Ace's friend, Marge.
Our scene now is the living room at the Ace's, where we find Mr. Ace and Marge.
There goes the telephone, and Marge answers it. Listen.
Hello? Oh, hello, Neil. Pretty good, and you? Well, that's only one man's opinion. Where are you? Oh, well, come on over.
Where is he?
Next door. Come on over, Neil, and greet Mr. Lorenz with you. Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear it. Well, you come over then. Oh, the contest isn't going to stop for any of you. Take 5 minutes off to visit a friend. All right, we won't keep you any longer. Goodbye. You think the whole world was interested in this movie contest his paper is running for Mr. Lorenz.
I told you he was going to get mixed up with those beautiful girls, and you'd better be careful.
I'm not worrying about it.
What's the matter with the Hollywood gentleman?
Oh, he has a beastly headache. I think this contest is getting him down a little.
Yeah, I'll bet he'll be sorry he started the whole thing, especially when he finds out he's got Jane to contend with.
Where is she, anyhow?
Jane?
Jane, Jane.
Jane's doing the dinner dishes. That was a fine name she picked out. Imagine picking out a name before the contest even starts, much less a name like that.
Well, she figures if it's good enough for Simone Small, it certainly should be good enough.
What was that? Jane!
I better go and see. Jane, honey, what happened in there with you?
What did you do?
Oh, these darn glasses.
Glasses?
Can't get used to wearing these black glasses. How do those movie stars do it?
Why are you even going in for that?
It's behind me how they can see anything.
What did you do? Run into something?
I couldn't see the cupboard and the whole bag of dishes dropped out of my hand.
Fine, that's fine going. Give me those glasses.
I should say not. I have to get used to them.
You'll never get used to those. You won't have to.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll get used to them. The man said...
What man?
The man sold them to me. He said I would. He's an optimist.
You said it. He's an optimist.
Don't you think you're rushing things a little?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the contest isn't until next week, and you've already got your name picked out, and you're starting to wear dark glasses.
You act like you're in the bag.
I might as well be in a bag wearing these things, but I had to keep on.
Oh, there's Neil.
Neil? Oh, I want to see him. I'll go
back. Wait a minute. You sit down, or get yourself a cane. Look out for that lamp. I'll let him in.
I have to ask him some things about the contest.
Such as what?
A lot of things. What I have to wear, and what to do.
Oh, now, I think Neil's a little tired, Jane. He's been working with Mr. Lorenz all day up until just now. He may want to relax.
Oh, Neil. Hi there. Come on in. I'm getting to be a habit around here. I know you're getting to be hard to get. What's all this talk about being so busy that you can't drop in?
Well, can you spare these few moments?
Just a few. Hello, Jane.
Hello. And Neil, I want to ask you about the contest.
Oh, Jane, I think Neil wants to forget about the contest for a little while.
Forget about it? I should say not. When I worked on a job, I really worked on it. Heart and Soul William, they call me.
Well, have a heart and forget about it for a little while.
I want to ask you about what to wear and what to do.
Wear and do?
Yeah.
Oh, are you really going into this thing?
Yes, she
is. I can say I am.
What do you think she's wearing those dark glasses for?
Oh. She has her non-de-plume all picked out, too.
Yeah, this is Jane, Jane. Jane, Jane, I don't get it.
You don't get it. I suppose Simone, Simone is all right. But the minute I want to do something...
Oh, I get it now. Excuse me, Jane. Sure. Jane, Jane, huh?
And here you and Mr. Lorenz are worrying about the contest when it's practically over.
Yes, with Jane, Jane, the winner.
Well, no, it's not going to be so simple as all that. Every girl who enters this contest is a subscriber of our paper, and they all demand fair play. If Jane's really serious about being in the contest, she's going to have to take her chances along with the rest of
them. Well, what do I have to do? That's what I want to ask you about.
Don't worry about that. He'll tell you what to do when the time comes.
Oh, but if I know ahead of time, I'll have more time to practice up. What do I have to wear? Should I buy some new clothes?
Darn, no.
Oh, well, you won't have to buy anything, Jane. It's a very plain and simple part. Small town girl. No smart gowns and all that. Not in the first part of the picture, anyhow.
What's the picture all about?
Well... It's the story of a small-town girl and a small-town boy. The title, by the way, is Us and Company.
Us and Company?
It's an odd title.
Well, it's the working title, anyhow. It has to do with this girl and boy, both about, say, 18 and 19.
Uh-huh.
Grown up in a small town, something like this one.
Uh-huh.
Their respective families fairly well-to-do, not big rich, but getting along.
Yeah?
And it's understood that they're to be married. That is, the families have long ago decided that this boy and girl is to be married.
And they don't like each other?
Well, they like each other, all right. It's just they can't reconcile themselves to going through with this marriage thing.
I don't blame them.
Settling down to the humdrum existence their parents expect them to do.
Of course not.
So, at the start of the picture, we find the two of them going into a conference. He's in his father's business. She comes to his office and they talk it over.
They do, huh?
They decide that despite their parents, they're going to do better than just marry each other and settle down. They both feel they have a better chance if they leave town.
Oh, that sounds marvelous.
Oh, gosh, Dad. So they form a secret corporation known as Us and Company.
That's cute.
They decide that she'll boost his stock to the girl she meets in the city, and he'll see that she gets places with the influential men. And the two of them will really go places.
Uh-huh.
I won't go into detail after that, but of course you can guess the finish. They fall back in love with each other. They're happy ending.
I knew it.
You knew what?
I knew they'd fall back in love with each other.
Oh, oh you
that, that is hard to get. Don't think it's as simple a plot as all that. There's a lot of stuff I've left out. What happens when she introduces him to the smart crowd, and when he introduces her, and so forth.
Well, what part do I play? The girl?
No, the boy.
The boy.
You're both wrong. These are the leads. The girl is going to be picked here doesn't play a lead. They couldn't entrust a leading part in a Lorenz picture to an amateur. There's a part being written in another small-town girl who's in love with this boy. It's the counterplot.
Oh, plot thickens.
Oh, yes, I haven't gone through the whole story.
Well, I don't get that. What kind of a girl is she?
She's a typical girl around these parts. They're only going to shoot the first few scenes of the picture around here. Our girl appears in those scenes. It'll be a substantial part, but it won't carry on through the picture because they're going to make the rest of it out in Hollywood. And this girl who wins the contest doesn't go to Hollywood.
Well, suppose she's very good.
Well, in that case, I guess she'll be noticed out there.
Wow, I should think she would.
Of course she will, if she really stands out.
And if she does, will they offer me a regular movie job?
Yes, you.
You're counting your chickens, aren't you? Chickens, why do you keep changing the subject?
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Mark?
Chickens, what did he say, Mark?
I don't know. Something about chickens. I guess he's thinking of the egg that's going to be left.
Oh, no, egg. That is fair.
What did he say?
Don't pay any attention to them, James. You just go right into this thing with a determination to win.
All right. Neil, are you going to be in charge?
Well, I'm in charge of weeding out the really bad ones.
Oh, you're just going to let Mr. Lorenz see the girls that might possibly have a chance.
That's right. We've only had two announcements about this contest in the paper, and there are already over 300 written applications.
Did you see mine?
I haven't looked over them yet. I haven't had time. Been working out the details with Mr. Lorenz. He's going to have a whole camera crew come on from the coast for this.
Hey, they're really going to some expense, aren't they?
Well, they're going to have to give the girls a screen test. Then they're going to have to shoot some of the local scenes.
About the screen test, Neil, what do they do?
Who, the girl?
Well, everybody. What do I have to do?
Well, you know what a screen test is.
No, I don't think I do.
Well, they see how you photograph and have you go through several different emotions just to see if you have any ability at all.
Acting, Jane.
Oh, acting. Like crying, you mean? Or shooting the man? Or
something like that.
Well, that's the part I'm not very sure about. If I only knew what they'd want me to do, I could sort of study up for a few days.
Yeah, you could learn to become a leading emotional actress if it took her a whole week.
Oh, now, Jane, I don't think it's as easy as all that. You've got to have some natural talent. Have you ever done anything at all in the acting line?
Well, you
better withdraw that question while you have a chance.
Hold on, Jane. Don't tell about that play you were in at school.
Why not? That was acting. It was about a play. It was a play about a woman who was in love with another man.
Yes, Jane. That'll be all right. Just remember what you did there.
You mean just do what I did in the play?
I think that might be all right. Any kind of acting. And Mr. Lorenz is going to take charge of that.
I could do some imitations.
I was afraid of that.
Imitations of what?
Well, different people. You know this one. Were you there, Charlie?
Were you there, Charlie? Yes, that's the kind of stuff you ought to
do. No, I wouldn't do imitations, James. As I say, Mr. Lorenz is in charge of the actual camera test. He'll tell you what to do. Probably be a scene from the picture that he'll want you to go through.
Well, that's what I mean. Why can't you get it for me so I can study it so when I have to do it, I'll be better than the others?
Jane, are you suggesting I betray the hundreds of other girls who are going to enter this contest?
Well, I thought you would just let me see it.
Do you think I stoop to such a low, despicable thing?
Well, I only thought...
Destroy the chances of all those girls who dream of a career in the movies?
Well, Well, no, then.
Oh, do it.
Well, I thought you were acting a little like
that. I don't think that's cheating, Neil. I mean, giving her a head start will only even up the whole thing.
Yes, it's a handicap.
I think maybe you're right. Okay, Jane, I'll see about getting you a copy of the story, but don't you breathe a word of this to anybody.
Oh, I won't. Down to the word.
Yeah, that's the word, all right.
Well, when can I get it?
Oh, it ought to be ready by tomorrow. Mr. Lorenz is working on the part. He seems to have changed his idea about the type of girl he wants to have play it. He was saying he's writing it over. He's going to have her more of a jovial, happy type rather than a sullen, heartbroken girl who loses the boys.
Well, that doesn't sound like the girl you describe.
Well, I don't understand it either, but he seems to have changed his mind about the part. And who am I to ask the great Lorenz? He said he was going to work on it tonight and have it ready by tomorrow.
Well, will you give it to me tomorrow to learn?
Yep, but not a word now.
Oh, I won't. Well, I think you want to thank the gentleman, James.
That's all right.
Oh, I'll do more than that. Wait a minute, Neil.
No fuss. I have to be gone.
No, just wait just a minute. I've got something for you.
What have you got for him?
Oh, now, you just wait, I'll tell you.
Well, it looks like there's some bribery going on.
Oh, now, don't bother, Jane. I don't know what
you... Don't bother. I got it. Here it is, Neil. This is from me to you.
Well, what is it? A piece of paper, it looks like.
Well, read it.
Jane, what's this?
It's my autograph.
Your autograph?
My very first one, too.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, Jane.
Well, Jane's certainly in the swing of the thing, isn't she? But Mr. Lorenz, who is rewriting the part, seems to have Marge in mind, if we're not mistaken. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Agent.